CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The election methods for the 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China have been approved at a presidium meeting. Liu Yuanshan, Secretary General of the Congress, briefed the meeting about the proposed name lists for the candidates of members and alternate members of the new CPC Central Committee, as well as members of the party's discipline watchdog. The proposed name lists will be submitted to all delegations for consideration. Meanwhile, a name list of ballot scrutineers has also been approved by the Presidium and will be ratified by the Congress before the final vote begins. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has sent a congratulatory message to the new Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. In his message, Li Keqiang says the two sides have made significant headway in promoting stability and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region. The Chinese Premier is calling on Ardern's new government to expand on their comprehensive strategic partnership. Ardern was announced as the new Prime Minister of New Zealand on Thursday after the New Zealand First Party agreed to a coalition with her Labour Party. The announcement came 26 days after the country's election ended without a clear winner. The 37-year-old Ardern will be the nation's youngest leader in more than 150 years. China's government is vowing to defend its bike makers' interests after the European Commission announced the launch of an anti-dumping investigation into e-bikes imported from China. The move comes after local producers complain about the low prices of the Chinese products and possible unfair subsidies. The probe will take less than 15 months. China's Commerce Ministry says the probe is incompatible with consumers' interests and the EU efforts to combat climate change. More than 400,000 Chinese e-bikes were sold in the EU last year. That figure is forecast to rise to around 800,000 this year. China's Food and Drug Watchdog has approved a domestically developed vaccine for the Ebola virus. This makes China just the third country to develop an Ebola vaccine following the United States and Russia. It's been reported the vaccine can remain stable for at least 2 weeks in temperatures of up to 37 degrees Celsius, which would make it suitable for the climate in West Africa. The vaccine was clinically approved in China in February 2015 and has undergone clinical trials in Sierra Leone. The Ebola virus claimed more than 11,000 lives in a massive outbreak in 2013, which mostly gripped the West African countries of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. China and France are set to launch their first jointly developed satellite in the second half of next year. The China-French Oceanic satellite is being tested in Beijing. The 700-kilogram satellite will be primarily used for tidal forecasting and monitoring, as well as for research into floating ice, polar glaciers, and ocean dynamics. It also has technology which can determine the nature of waves produced by both French and Chinese scientists. The U.S. State Department has confirmed that 24 Americans working at the U.S. Embassy in Cuba have been subject to some form of sonic attack. No details of the injuries have been released, but media reports say the affected Americans have suffered severe hearing loss, with at least one victim suffered some form of brain damage. The United States expelled two Cuban diplomats in May and then in September. The U.S. side has also ordered more than half of its staff at the U.S. Embassy in Havana to leave and has also issued a travel warning for Cuba. Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez says an investigation into the incident is still underway, suggesting the effective cooperation of U.S. authorities is essential. Cuba's government says the U.S. withdrawal of its diplomatic personnel is a hasty decision that will affect bilateral relations. At least 30 people have been killed and 45 others wounded in two separate suicide blasts at two different mosques in Afghanistan on Friday evening. In Kabul, a suicide bomber detonated its suicide jacket in a Shiite mosque, leaving 20 worshippers dead and 40 others wounded. In a similar attack at roughly the same time, 10 people have been killed and 5 others wounded after a suicide bomber struck a mosque in the western province of Ghor. So far, no group has claimed responsibility yet for the attacks. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.